Lindsey Graham's 2025 remarks on Israel and killing all the right people in October 2025, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina made controversial remarks at the Republican Jewish Coalition Annual Leadership Summit, expressing strong support for Israel during its war in Gaza, while praising the Republican Party and the nation's direction. Graham said he felt good because, in his words, "we're killing all the right people, and we're cutting your taxes." The quote was accurately attributed and later resurfaced in March 2026, as the United States and Israel launched attacks on Iran. Graham's speech centered on the belief that Israel and the U.S. share a common values and enemies, particularly Hamas, which he described as irredeemably dedicated to destroying Israel and killing those who oppose its ideology. He argued that the only solution was to eliminate Hamas entirely, repeatedly urging its eradication and comparing the group to a dangerous tiger that cannot be tamed. He praised Israel's military actions, framing the killing of terrorists as directly protecting Americans. The broader context involved Israel's ongoing offensive following Hamas the 7th of October, 2023, attack, which resulted in the death of over 72,000 Palestinians and displaced about 90% of Gaza's population. A United Nations commission labeled the campaign a genocide, and global organizations reported more than 20,000 children killed. Despite a U.S. brokered ceasefire in October 2025, Israel faced accusations of frequent violations, with over 600 Palestinians killed afterward, while Israel accused Hamas of breaching the agreement as well. Graham's office did not clarify whether his killing all the right people remark referred solely to militants or also encompassed civilian casualties. His comments, delivered with humor and met with applause, emphasized unwavering Republican support for Israel, linking that stance to national security, party unity, and religious conviction.